This is Army Racing.
Welcome, race fans, and thanks for joining us for another edition of Army Racing. I'm your host, Chris Grogan. It was another one of those days for Joe Nemechek at Dover International Speedway. With more on that, here's Sergeant Steve German.
Thanks, Chris. The record clearly shows that the all-concrete track known as the Monster Mile has not been good to Nemechek in the U.S. Army Chevy 01 in recent years, and last Sunday's Nextel Cup race was no different. After qualifying fifth for the Dover 400, Nemechek fell back early and struggled for the remainder of the race. His 01 car took the checkered flag in 26th place. Although Nemechek's result was actually better than his finishing average of 31st at Dover over the past 5 years in 10 races, it wasn't any consolation for the veteran driver. Looking ahead to this weekend, the U.S. Army team and Nemechek will be going to a track that has given him much more love than the one he just left. The Nextel Cup Series will be at Kansas Speedway, where Nemechek swiped the double in 2004, winning both the Busch and Nextel Cup races.
Thanks, Steve. Let's head south down Interstate 35 now, where Larry Gilliam gives us an update on how the U.S. Army NHRA Top Fuel team fared at last weekend's O'Reilly Fall Nationals at the Texas Motorplex.
Hey, check this out, Chris. After posting his 10th number one qualifying effort of the season, Tony the Sarge Schumacher took out Joe Hartley and Morgan Lucas in the opening two rounds of the O'Reilly Nationals before being clipped by Rod Fuller. Schumacher went down the track in 4.601 seconds at 325.85 miles per hour. But Fuller's 4.562 pass at the 320.51 miles per hour was just a tad quicker. Although Schumacher dropped a close race to Rod Fuller in round three, he managed to slice 21 points off the leader Doug Kalidas' advantage after Kalita lost in the second round. Four races remain in the 2006 season, including this weekend's rescheduled Toyo Tires National at Maple Grove Raceway outside of Reading, Pennsylvania, where Schumacher is a three-time winner. Back to you, Chris.
Thanks, Larry. And rejoining Schumacher in Pennsylvania this weekend will be his U.S. Army Pro Stock motorcycle teammates, Antron Brown and Angel Sampe. Brown sits in second place in the world title standings, 8 points removed from first, while Sampe is entrenched in third, 98 points behind. Brown and Sampe, who have been idle since the Toyo Tires Nationals were postponed 2 weeks ago, have their eyes focused on taking over the top two spots in the Pro Stock motorcycle standings. By the time Brown and Sampe take to the track on Friday for qualifying, they will have been on the sidelines for almost a month. For all the latest racing news, log in to goarmy.com/racing. Well, race fans, that's all the time we have for now. So until next time, I'm Chris Grogan saying so long and enjoy the races.